In a world where everyone can be so judgmental, this podcast takes the time to analyze daily dilemmas and controversies and provide unbiased information and research to help you make sense of life's complicated issues. Dr. Nikki is a clinical neuropsychologist who integrates her knowledge of psychology, neuropsychology, and culture to process current events and cases in an empathic manner from various perspectives. If you are ready to become more open-minded, come be the critic on our couch.
Hello, everyone. I am your host, Dr. Nikki, and this is The Critic's Couch, and welcome. And today we are going to be talking about fake news. Now, what exactly is fake news? We've been hearing that terminology going on for several years now, and fake news is just that. It's information that is provided as if it was factual. So, you know, we all know that in politics, this has been going on for decades. A lot of times there'll be slandering in terms of the different political, not only parties, but candidates in terms of what may or may not be happening. But throughout the past, I would say 8 years, unfortunately, it's become a lot more significant and to the point that there's a lot of conspiracy theories that have grown out of the fake news, if you will. Well, early in August, first week of August, parents of a six-year-old boy who was killed in the Sandy Hook attack sued the InfoWars host for defamation after he lied and said that the attack was a hoax. Now, InfoWars, I guess, was an independent news service in the world, and it was listed under in Google, battling globalism and promoting a pro-human future worldwide. Unfortunately, apparently the information that was being spread, we know now, based on this lawsuit, was not factual. According to the InfoWars host, Alex Jones, he repeatedly kept saying that the whole thing was a hoax, and the parents of one of the victims sued him because they said that this was obviously extremely detrimental to their psychological health and the fact that they were consistently being accused of being liars. The InfoWars host then claimed that he was sucked into lying about the Sandy Hook shooting and that he finally, during this trial, conceded and said, you know what, after years of lying, by the way, and saying that it was all lies, something that the government had cooped up to fight against our gun laws, he finally conceded and said, you know what, it was 100% real. But, you know, it was many years that Mr. Jones suggested repeatedly that the Sandy Hook shooting was a big hoax. He claimed that he was baited several times into speaking about the incident and that he tried to correct himself and did apologize to the victims, but that his words were twisted by what he called was the corporate media. Jones, the conspiracy theorist, his trial was held in Austin, Texas, where his media company is based. He said that he had been caught up in the situation where I've been basically typecast as someone that runs around talking about Sandy Hook, who made money off of Sandy Hook, who was obsessed about it. And even though it was less than 1% of 1/10 of his podcast over not necessarily his podcast, but his blog or news company over the past 6 years. He was sued by the parents for $150 million for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, this is just one family. Apparently, there are other families, I think all of them, that are suing them. Jones initially portrayed the lawsuit as an attack on his First Amendment rights. The case was handed over to the jury to begin deliberations early in August, but he finally did come to a decision. He was found liable by the judge. And it is important to understand that basically what the attorney of the parents said, that Alex Jones planted a seed of misinformation that lasted a decade. He watered a seed over and over until it finally bore fruit of cruelty and money. This young boy's parents testified, and they said that the lies left them in fear for their lives. It also compounded their grief. They reported that each time they were confronted, people actually confronted them and said, oh, you know, that's a lie. Your son wasn't killed, or this was something that was set up. It said that it just kind of reset the whole healing process. I can't even imagine losing a child. I mean, I can't. So imagine losing a child and then people calling you a liar. They have called them liars for a decade to make money. And now they said that they're calling them liars to save money, which to me is unheard of. Jones' attorney, by the way, said that Lewis and Haslin failed to show tangible proof of harm. And he went ahead and blamed mainstream media for continuing to connect Jones to the hoax or the hoax claims. At one point he said, well, you know, he made a terrible, terrible mistake. The trial did show an episode of 2019 NBC Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly, on which one of the parents challenged Jones' denial of the shooting. And that particular parent told him, I held my son with a bullet hole through his head. And Jones and another InfoWars host, Owen Schroer, later implied that Haslin, which is the parent, had lied. Again, I can't even imagine someone denying that my child had died. Jones sought in the trial to kind of portray himself as someone who was really sucked in by these lies. And I'm not defending him. Let's be clear, I'm not defending him. But what we are seeing now with the trials from the Capitol insurrection is that many, many people who actually went ahead and charged the Capitol said that they firmly believed that the election was stolen. And we're hearing more and more information coming out now that there is no proof, right? There's never been any proof presented about the election being stolen. But these people felt that they were being true patriots in terms of stopping a false placement of a new president because of a rigged election. So, you know, it just goes to show the extent, if you will, of what can happen when someone believes some of these theories. Just know that in this particular trial, he was found guilty. And though the parents did not receive the $150 million, which no one expected, they were awarded $4.1 million to these particular parents. And the jury basically, you know, awarded the money because they did indeed feel that it was some type of compensatory damages for the family. Now, the case will now enter a new phase to determine punitive damages, which can be rewarded to punish a defendant for reckless, negligent, or outrageous behavior, or to deter future bad acts. It's important to know that apparently Jones, this particular individual who was sued and lost, has spread misinformation about other national tragedies, COVID-19, and election for years. To a broad national audience. You know, one of the things that comes to mind with this, quite honestly, is that I think this should be done for everybody. If you are out there spreading fake information on a wide scale, heck, even if it's not widespread, I think if you are out there spreading fake information, which causes damages to other people, I think, yeah, you should be sued. Sued for any damages that your lies that you spread cause. And you know what? I hope this actually spreads some kind of a trend in this country, that before people start spreading lies and acting upon them, that they actually take the time to think about them. Most recently on Everyday Health, Sir Walter Scott wrote about the tangle webs that, you know, individuals weave, if you will, when they deceive, when they lie. And we see that over and over again, not with Mr. Jones only. I mean, with many politicians, sports figures, that they've been caught up, they've been found to be lying. Research has linked telling lies to an increased risk of cancer, increased risk of obesity, anxiety, depression, addiction, gambling, poor work satisfaction, and of course, poor relationship. And this was found by Dr. Deidre Lee Fitzgerald, which is an assistant professor of psychology at Eastern Connecticut State University. So one of the questions that's proposed is, do liars create physical and emotional problems for themselves or do these problems make people more likely to lie? Well, what we do know, lying can lead to depression and anxiety. Fitzgerald pointed out that when people lie, quite often it's to avoid dealing with emotions or problems. The same problems continue to occur and get worse. It just makes for more emotional work. Of course, lying, we all know, can lead to damaged relationships. It damages trust. Without trust, obviously there's no intimacy. And of course, can shatter self-esteem. It's hard to feel good about yourself when you are living a lie and consistently lying about others. So, you know, one of the things we need to understand is quite often is, right, that whole saying where hurt people. Yeah. But on a global scale, especially when it comes to the news, what we're getting now is a general distrust of the media. You know, I was the individual before that would turn on the news and just take everything that is said for granted. Now, not anymore. So there is a general distrust in the media. Unfortunately, I think what I have found is, I don't know, it's kind of disheartening. There's a sadness where I feel that the democratic process is kind of falling apart in this country. You know, the other consequences of fake news is that there is this platform that is growing for harmful conspiracy theories and hate speech. That's what's happening now. It's perpetuating hate. And this needs to stop in this country. And the spread of false or discredited science, unfortunately, can be very detrimental. So, you know what? I think the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear something, you know, whether it's in the news or better yet, someone tells you about it, before you go ahead and repeat it, before you go ahead and believe it, investigate it. It's your, you know, ethical responsibility and I think your democratic duty, you know. And unfortunately, Mr. Alex Jones is now paying the financial price, if you will. And I think rightfully so. I think every American in this country who is spreading fake news and these conspiracy theories should get ready. Get ready for the potential consequences that may come their way. Well, thank you for listening today to The Critic's Couch. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki, and hope you tune in again sometime soon. Have a blessed day.